Republican Vernon Jones defends Democrat Hakeem Jeffries against leftists' vile racial comments. By Amy Furr on September 6, 2026. Former Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, R., is defending House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, against racial comments from a leftist journalist. Jones, a conservative Democrat turned Republican, addressed the issue in a series of social media posts in which he also made it clear he does not agree with Jeffries politically. "I'm a black Republican who disagrees with at Rep. Jeffries on nearly every political issue. But I will not remain silent while at Rilla Hebril calls America's highest-ranking black member of Congress an IPAC monkey and an errand boy. That is vile, dehumanizing racism," Jones wrote Sunday. "Her pathetic 'I didn't mean it in a racist way' excuse changes nothing. If a conservative had said this, the media would demand careers be destroyed. The same standard must apply to the left. Condemn it, loudly, unequivocally and without excuses," he continued. Palestinian journalist and former MSNBC commentator Rula Jabril took heat after referring to Jeffries in those terms during a recent interview, Breitbart News reported Saturday. The outlet said she tried to explain, and also apologized, but her comments upset black lawmakers. Israel-born journalist Jabril describes herself as a Palestinian foreign policy analyst. She is also a novelist and screenwriter and was a commentator for MSNBC until 2014 when she left the cable network after calling the news media and U.S. government biased in its support of Israel, the report stated. In another social media post, Jones wrote, "Democrats and Palestinians like at Rula Hebril believe you are a monkey if you are black and receive a campaign contribution from AdIPAC. But not if you're white. Wake up at the Black Caucus." In another post, Jones said Jabril had a history of using racial language. As radical candidates try to shift the Democratic Party closer to socialism, Jeffries said in June he hoped that once the primaries are finished, Democrats recognize the enemy is President Donald Trump, according to Breitbart News. "I think at the end of the day, you know, individual congressional districts, the beauty of it all are made up by a diverse group of people who have a diverse set of perspectives on a wide variety of issues. I think for us as House Democrats, we're just hopeful that everybody recognizes, once we get through this primary season, that the enemy is Donald Trump and MAGA extremism in terms of trying to bring about the type of America that we all desire. Where when you work hard and play by the rules, working class folks can live a comfortable life, an affordable life and a good life. That shouldn't be too much to ask for. In the United States of America, the wealthiest country in the history of the world," he said.